The one on the end would always have to hold on with both hands because he's the one going to catch it.
Yeah.
And like when they pop the whip, and the one in the front of that one on the end, if they let go, then brother, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, when they pop it, how do they pop it?
Well, you just run, and everybody's, the front one would stop and snatch, you know, this way.
Frontwards kind of with the
arm? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's because they're holding on. So you're holding on like this. Everybody hold on to that teeth. One hold on to that arm, then on down, the line, you know?
Yeah.
Then as you run like this here, and you swing your arm around.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that make everybody go this way.
Uh-huh.
But okay,
yeah.
With the last one on the end being this way, but by the time you just here, swing around, get to the last one on the end, then he's in the whip.
Uh-huh.
He's on the end.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to snatch him right off the ground if he light. And if he's not holding on real tight, just as that one on the end swing him around, and if he let go, yon he go.
Yeah. That's not the place to be.
No, everybody would try to get it close to the head.
Yeah.
Because see, further down the line, a lot of them that wouldn't hold on real tight.
Uh-huh.
And when they get right in the middle of the swing, now some of them would let go. And brother, and if they let go just as you in the middle of the whip there, well, you're gonna catch it.
Mm-hmm. What else did you play?
Well, we played like pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah.
And that was another one called like jumping sticks.
What's that?
Oh, that's like you jump sticks with, you make some squares on the side on the ground, like one square, two square, one square, two square, one square, two square, and you jump without falling.
Mm-hmm.
You start out, you jump like two square with both feet, then you jump one, then you jump two, then you jump one. But you got to do all this without falling, without putting the feet down when you're not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Like when you get to the one square, you're supposed to be on one feet.
Yeah.
Okay, now sometimes you get to moving from here to here, and sometimes you just can't keep that feet up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
And they like to be four from here to out to the street.
Uh-huh.
And
about
like,
what, 20 feet or something?
Yeah, 20, 30 feet. Just as much room as we could get.
Uh-huh.
And you go through it fast.
Yeah.
You don't go through it slow, you go through it fast. And sometimes you just can't, when you get to that one square where you're supposed to stand on one feet, sometimes you just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you drop that feet down, and that means you got to go back and start all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We used to shoot marbles, and we used to, there's one I just had in my mind just then, but I can't think of it is.
How'd you shoot marbles?
Well, we used to shoot ring, about four or five of us boys used to put such equal amount of marbles in,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd figure out who shoots first, second and third,
mm-hmm.
and then we try to knock the marbles out.
Mm-hmm.
The one that knocked the last marble out to get a shot at him, like that there. You
uh-huh.
keep the marbles you knock out,
uh-huh.
and you try to stay away from the one that was going to hit you with their marble, because
yeah.
if the one that, if you shot and knock five marbles out and somebody hit you, then you got to turn your marbles over to them.
Mm-hmm.
We played game like dropping marbles in the hole. And we played ball and you know, all like that there.
Yeah, yeah.
We played cowboy with rubber guns.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Two old things to keep ourselves amused there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there wasn't no tennis, wasn't no golf, nothing like that there.
Yeah. What about kicking the can? You tell me about that earlier.
Yeah, we used to kick it in a way where to see how far and who could kick it the longest.
Uh-huh.
Without the other person getting a hold to it.
How many people would you have trying to kick one can?
Probably it might be two or three of us. That's just a little game we dreamed up ourselves there just to be doing some.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. You might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. And you might say, I threw the ball and he
hit it.
Or
caught it.
Okay. And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anything.
Okay. And somebody might say, oh, don't hurry, I'll wait.
For you?
Okay. And if you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, oh, please give me another
chance.
Okay.